Today's shiur is Masech Vav Metziah, Daf Pei Alef Beis. We will begin on Daf. Today's shiur is Daf Pei Alef. We will begin on Daf Pei Alef Beis. Six lines from the bottom. The Mishnah taught us for Kulan Shamru Tola Shalach, Vavei Mos. If somebody was asked to work on something and he was told, bring your, take what you have with me and pay, the Loch is. At that point, the person who's working on this is no longer a Shem Mesachi, it becomes a Shem Mechinam. Zagmar Tanan Hossam, the Mishnah we're going to learn on that Tzad Chesam Beis teaches us. Amalei Ashoyel, if somebody who borrowed something says to the person who lent it to him, Shlachli, send me the animal that with your Eved or your Shliach. V'sholchop, and the person who owns this object followed instructions, and he sent it as he was asked to send. Umesa, and the animal died before it entered the home of the shoyl. The halacha is chayiv. The shoyl is chayiv with einsim, because once the owner gave the animal over to the eved or the shliach of the shoyl, following his instruction, and it went into the rishus of the shoyl, at that point, it's considered that it's under his control, and that's why he's obligated if anything were to happen to it. However, if the shoyl did not tell the mashal how to send it, and he sent it on the way he decided to send it, then the shoyl would be not chayiv. Became b'shar shemechzira, when the shoyl returns it, if the owner gave him instructions to give the animal over to whomever he gave it over, so at the point that he gave it to that person, he is no longer responsible. But if he was not given instructions, he just gave it back on his own, then he will be responsible. To which Raphim Bar Papa Amar of Chizda Lo Shanu, this halacha is only applicable that if the shoyl returned it on his own, not based on instructions that he received, that the shoyl would be chayiv. Ela shechzira b'tochim eshalosoi. This halacha only applies if he returned it before the term of the loan is over. That means if the loan for 30 days and he gave it back on day 29. If he returned it after that term, potter, then he will be potter even if there were no instructions to follow. As long as it's after the term, at that point, the halacha will be that he will not be responsible. Ask the Gemara, Maser of Nachman, so Rav Nachman asks, Maser of Nachman bar Papa, on what Raphim Bar Papa just taught us, based on what we learned in our Mishnah. The Kulan, our Mishnah said, we just quoted this at the beginning of our shir, that if the Uman, if the person who's working with something that belongs to me, tells me, the owner of this object, to eshelcha, take it back, vavei mos, and give, and pay me, he becomes a shemichinam. So it seems that only because he said that he become a shemichinam, that he doesn't want to anymore be responsible. Had he not said that statement, that declaration, that he is not interested in being responsible anymore, hogemartiv, even if he just said that I've finished and it's ready for you to pick up, he would still be a shemisacher. Because since he didn't declare that he's not interested in being responsible, so we don't say that just because I finished doing what I was supposed to do, and I am no longer responsible. So why did Raphim say that as soon as the term is over, he's not responsible? Why that, and he sends it back even on his own, with the way he decided to send it back, he won't be responsible. Why should he not be considered a Shai Mesachah still? Says the Gemara, loy. That understanding in the Mishnah is incorrect. But rather, the Mishnah means to say, ha, havei mos, if he said, I'm not returning to you your object until you pay me, so he made it very clear that he's not ending his status of being a Shem HaSachar until he gets paid, then the halacha is he remains a Shem HaSachar because he wants to hold on to it, because by holding on to it, he has a way to be able to collect the money that's owed to him. Otherwise, he wouldn't have a way to collect the money that's owed to him. But as soon as he finishes the term, if he did not condition that he's returning it only if you're going to pay me, he won't be a Shem HaSachar. And the Gemara says that. Aval, if all he said was Gemartiv, he says, I'm finished, pick it up. And as I said, he did not condition that I'm not giving it back to you until you pay me, he will remain a Shem HaChinam. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if that indeed is the case, that as long as you say that Gemartiv, you're not anymore a Shem HaChinam, you're not anymore a Shem HaSachar, so ask the Gemara, add the Tani, instead of the Mishnah teaching us, Kul and Shem HaTul HaShalach, when you make an announcement, take it, and Vavei Mois, as we've been learning now, what it means to say is that you haven't conditioned the picking it up to receiving money. That's why you become a Shem HaChinam. Mishneminim, ask the Gemara, the Mishnah should have taught us even a bigger Chiddush. The Mishnah should have taught us that as soon as you say Gemartiv, as soon as you let this person know that you're finished, you're not a Shem HaSachar anymore. You're now a Shem HaChinam. And we'll know from there that certainly, Koshkein, that if you said Tola Shalach, that you're not a Shem HaSachar anymore. So why didn't the Gemara tell us the bigger Chiddush? The Machnach Ephraim asks, what would be the halacha if he didn't say Gemartiv? He didn't say, I've finished doing what I'm supposed to do, but the owner knows I'm done. What's the halacha? Will the halacha be that since the owner is aware that I am finished doing what I'm supposed to do, since I'm finished doing what I'm supposed to do, that's enough for me to be considered, that's enough that it should be considered that I'm that he becomes a Shem HaChinam? Or is it required that I should have let him know that it's finished? And without me explicitly letting him know that it's finished, it's not going to be enough that it should be it's not going to be enough. So the son of the Machnach Ephraim says that of course you don't have to notify him. If I know that the owner is aware that I finished and he can come pick it up, that is considered gemartiv, even though I didn't officially notify him that gemartiv. And he brings a raya, because if the halacha words that you have to say gemartiv, how could our Gemara be asking from what the Gemara of a Shoyal? In the case of the Shoyal, he didn't say Gemartiv. And therefore, the two subjects would be very, very different. The fact that the Gemara, that our entire Sugya, is connecting these two cases is very much an indication, says the son of the Machnach Ephraim, that as long as he knows that Gemartiv, as long as he knows that I'm finished, that's enough to make him into Shem HaChinam. But so now the question the Gemara asked is, if Gemartiv is enough to make the Uman into a Shem HaChinam, why did the Mishnah have to tell us the case of Tol Eshelcha Vavei Mos? And the Mishnah could have told us that as soon as he says Gemartiv, or the way we're learning now, he doesn't even have to say it. Says that he's not a Shem HaSachar anymore. Answers the Gemara, the reason the Mishnah taught us this case, Tula Shelcha Vavei Mois, Istruchalei. The Mishnah wanted to teach us that Tzalka Dat Chamina that when he makes this declaration, he tells him that you should take it and then you'll pay me. That maybe he's not only no longer a shaymech sacher, but maybe he is a shaymechinim as well, not even a shaymechinim, kamash malon. And Rashi explains that since he made this statement, what he's trying to say is, I don't want to be responsible for this, even as a shaymechinim, kamash malon, that he still is a shaymechinim. Why? Because the way Rashi explains is that's what he meant to say. What he meant to say is, pick it up and pay me. I'm not going to be a shaymechinim, but I'm still going to be, I'm not going to be a shaymechinim, but I'm still going to be a shaymechinim. Ikadamri, there's another way of explaining what Rav Nachum meant to say, that Rav Nachum, Rav Mapapa meant to say that once the term of the shayla is, of the loan is over, even if he didn't say anything, he's not responsible. And to which Rav Nachum Papa says, Afana nami tanina, the kula shamatum ashloch vave meis, he becomes a shamachinim, my love, and we would assume that the same thing should be when he said gemartiv. And the Mishnah taught us the case of tula shaloch to teach us that he remains a shamachinim. And when he said gemartiv, he's not, it's the same as he finished the mei shayla in the previous piece of Gemara, and he won't even be a shemichinam, says the Gemara loy. When he said gemartiv, he remains a shemichinam, because he did not in any way indicate that he doesn't, that he's not going to return it until you pay me. And in a case where he's not going to return it until he gets paid, so then he's a shemichinam. Tola shalach, but if he said gemartiv, the tola shalach, then he becomes from a shemichachar into a shemichinam. Says the Gemara, Hunam Marema Kameid Ravina, Hunam Marema, when he learned by Ravina, Rami Masnisan Hadodi, he asked a question, Umishani, and he answered the question. He asked, Tana, we learned in a Mishnah, the Kula Shamatullah Shalach Vave Mois, he becomes a Shemachinim, and he assumed the Hu Adin, that the same Allah would apply if he said Gemartiv, that he turns from being a Shemachach into a Shemachinim. Vermini, on that, the Gemara asks, from the Mishnah we're going to learn on Daf Tzad Chesam Beis, Amaloi, if the Shoyel tells the Mashal, Shlachli, send me the animal with your Eved or your Shliach, the Sholchan, and he does as instructed, the owner does as instructed, and then the animal dies, then he's Chayiv. The Cain, B'shar Shemachsira, the same thing is when he returns it, that if the Mashal told the Shoyel, give it back, and give it to my shliach. At that point, and he gives it to the shliach, and then something chas v'shalom happens, the shoyl will be potter. Because once he followed the instructions of the mashal, saying it, giving it to this person, it's no longer his responsibility. However, if the mashal did not give him instructions, the shoyl on his own returned it, he's still held responsible until it actually comes to the mashal. And the question is that why? We're learning now that gemartiv, as soon as you finish the term, you're not responsible. So the shoyl should not be responsible at all at that point. And that Rav from a Papa Amar Rav Chisda, loy shana k'shechse b'tei shalosoy. Yes, when will the shoyl be held responsible unless he was given instructions? Because the term was not over. Aval achar, when the term is over, even if he wasn't acting on instructions, he'll be potter, because it's the same as gemartiv, that just like in our suya, from when gemartiv makes him from shemesach to shemechinim, here too, when the term ends, he's no longer responsible, no matter how he sends it back. Ibailu, ask the Gemara, if the term is over, the term is over, the term of the loan is over, but he didn't return it. So Rav Afram said that if he would have returned it, I don't care how he returns it, he's not responsible anymore. What does that mean? Potter Mishoyl, he's not considered a Shoyl anymore, but he's treated at this point as a Shaymasachar. Oidilma, perhaps Shaymasachar Nami Mechenev. So the way the Rishonim, the Ritva, and other Rishonim say, he's certainly going to be considered a Shem Echinim. We can't totally absolve him. The Gemara's question is that, will he be considered like a Shem Sachar, or is he still a Shem, or not? Amar Abayim, to which Amayim said, Mestabra, Potter Mishoil, he's no longer treated as a Shoil. However, Chayiv Kishem Sachar, he is going to be treated like a Shem Sachar. Why? Hoyel Venena, since he had benefit for as long as he borrowed this object. So therefore, Mahana Hava, he still has to have appreciation, the fact that this person lent him this object, and therefore, he has to, that's why he still should be considered Shem Sachar. And as I saw the Yaivitz explains, everything we just learned is only if the term is over and he's not using it anymore. But if the term is over, but he's still using it, then there's no question that he's still going to be a Shoimer. Another point that the Miri makes, that from our Gemara we could teach, learn, that if somebody is getting paid for watching something, so it becomes a Shoimer Chinam. And therefore, that even when the term is over, he's still considered a Shoimer Chinam. The Meiri, a Shoimer Sachar. The Meiri says it may not be comparable. Tani Kavasa da Meimer, and says the Gemara, there's a Brisa that supports what a Meimer just taught us. The Brisa teaches us, Halakeh Kelim Beis Uman, if somebody takes a Keli from the home of the person who made it, the Shagmal Beis Chamav. So what happened here is that this person wants to give a gift to his father-in-law, to his in-laws. So he goes to a person and says, I would like to buy the gift from you. I would like to buy the gift from you, but I'm not sure they're going to want it. So what he tells the person is, if they're going to accept this gift, I'll pay you. Vimlav, if they're not going to accept the gift, I owe you something because you helped me get a good feeling that they saw I wanted to give them a gift. So even though they declined receiving the gift, I owe you something. Venensu. And something happened to the Kalim. So the law is like this. If it happened, Balicha, on the way that they're being taken, Chayiv. Because since at that point he had made an agreement that he would buy it, and he took it, he becomes the owner of those Kalim, and it's his Kalim that got ruined. If when he's returning it, the in-laws declined, and he's returning it, b'chazira potter. Because at that point, he's not a shoyl anymore. He's considered a noisa socher. He's considered a shoyma socher. Why is he considered a shoyma socher? Because he's having benefit from the fact that his in-laws saw that he gave a gift. So we see that even though the time of the shayla is over, he's still considered, even though the time of the Shaila is over, he's still considered a Shaima Sachar. And the Gemara, and that's what the Gemara is trying to say, is that since I had benefit as a Shoyl, so even though the term of the Shaila is over, I still am considered a Shaima Sachar on this object. Says the Gemara, who gave the Zavon Lechamer Lechavrei? He sold a donkey to someone else. Amalei, kamamtina le leduk de pleni. And he says, the buyer told the seller, I'm taking this donkey to a certain location. Im mizdabna, if I will be successful in selling it there, mutav, great, and I'll pay you for it. I laugh, vimloi, if I won't be successful in selling it, madrin lachnalach, I will return it to you. Ozel, so he took this donkey, vloi izdabna, and he wasn't able to sell it. Obahadit ka'asa, as he was bringing it back to the seller, itnis, there was an oinus. Oslo kamed Rav Nachman. So now the question came to Rav Nachman. The seller wants him to pay, and he doesn't want. What is the halacha? Chayve. Rav Nachman says you have to pay. Eisve. So Rabbi asked Rav Nachman, we learned, Nentzaba Licha, if something happened as you were bringing it, chayiv. We learned from the case of when you took him from the base of Uman. But if there was an oinus that happened on the way back, we learned that you're going to be potter. And the reason you're going to be potter is because you are, the reason you're going to be potter is because you became a Shem Asachar, and a Shem Asachar is not Chai Feinzen. Amalei, Chazar the Chai, when this person who took the donkey to sell is bringing it back to the person who he took it from, it's still considered an halacha kalichahi. If the halacha views it as if he's still returning it, as he's still taking it, my tama. And the Gemara says a simple svara, because rasa ilu ashka klazunune. What was he trying to accomplish? He was trying to sell it. So yes, he said, I'm taking it to this location. That's where I think I'll be successful in selling it. But we don't always know where things will happen. And what will happen if you're successful in selling it somewhere else? You're going to say, well, it wasn't in that location. Of course you won't say that. Miloy Zovna, won't he sell it? And therefore, even the way back is considered a situation, even on the way back, it's considered a situation of halicha. And by halicha, we all agree that he's considered a shoyl, that he's chai, it's considered his, and he's chai for einsam. So our Gemara has taught us that a omen who's asked to watch something is considered a shem sachar, and for that means that, let's say you give something to the cleaners, and while it's by the cleaners, it was stolen. The halacha is that he's going to be chayiv. He's a shem sachar. However, if there was a accident, then he's going to be potter, because at that because he's only a shem sachar. Now, the Paiskim say that when is an Uman considered a Shem HaSachar? He's considered a Shem HaSachar only if you bring something to his shop. I bring something to the cleaners, I bring something to somebody to repair, and I bring it to his place of work. But let's say this repairman comes to my house to repair something. So once it's in my house, even though he's an Uman, the halacha is he's not considered a Shema Sachar. He's not going to be a Shema at all, maybe Shema Chinim. That those that don't differentiate, since he's benefiting from the fact that I'm giving him this work, he's always going to be considered a Shema Sachar. The Shas Chuvas Binyan David discusses where somebody gave wheat to somebody to grind into flour, and the flour mill notified me that the flour was ready and I should come pick it up. And I got delayed and I did not pick it up. And the question is, and during that time it got stolen. So they say that that is the case that we're learning in our Mishnah, that when somebody told me that it's finished and pick it up, even though he's waiting, the halacha is that he's not considered a Shem HaSachar anymore, and he's not Chayiv and Gneiva. The Sefer Chashuke Chemed has a very interesting question. He speaks about a situation where somebody was asked to wait to watch somebody else's suitcases. He says, I'll wait for 5 minutes. I have 5 minutes to watch it, and after 5 minutes, the owner of the suitcase didn't come, and I was asked to watch it. I have to go. I leave it there. And the question is, what is the halacha? I was a shayma chinam, and the term of the shayma chinam is over. It was clearly identified. So he quotes the Machna Ephraim that says that clearly I made a very clear stipulation that I'm only going to be a shayma chinam for this short amount of time. And since I clearly made that stipulation, the halacha is I cannot be held responsible. But then he goes into discussion, well, maybe I'm not going to be considered, maybe I should not be considered a shayma chinam, but the fact that I'm walking away, leaving your suitcase like this in an open place, which certainly is irresponsible, and the fact that you didn't come, I should still make me into a shayma aveda. But he says, since I was very clear in my stipulation that I'm only able to do this for 5 minutes, and 5 minutes is over, I'm not even a shomer. I'm not considered a shomer aveda, and I could walk away. We learned in the Mishnah. If somebody says, Shmali, you watch for me today something, Vesh Malach, and I'll watch for you, he's considered a shomer socher. Vamai, ask the Gemara, and now the Gemara introduces a new concept. And the Torah says, when regarding any shomer, that the halacha is that if the owner of the object is working for me at the time that I become his shomer, that all the halachas don't apply. Because the Torah says, in Baal of Imai, lo yishali. So ask the Gemara, Amar Papa, so in this case where we made this agreement, Shmali v'esh malach, you watch for me, and I'll watch for you, why is that not considered Shmira v'balim, and it should be potter? Answers the Gemara, Amar Papa, Amar le Shmali hayoyim v'esh malcha l'mocher. When is it considered Shmira l'balim? It's considered Shmali, it's only considered Shmira v'balim if at that time he's working for me. Here he only agreed to work for me tomorrow, that's why it's not considered that way. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, in a case where there was agreement between two people, Shmali, you watch this for me, Vesh Malach, and I'll watch for you. Or in a case, Hashileni, I say to you, lend me something, and in return, Ashilach Loch, I'll lend you something. Shmali, watch for me this object, and for that, Ashilach, I'll lend you something. Or Hashileni, lend me something, and in return, Eshmalach, I'll watch for you. In all these cases, Kola Nas and Shem Yisachar, Zelazed, they're all Shem Yisachar. But ask the Gemara again, why is this not considered Shmir of Abalam? So the Rishonim Rashi and other Rishonim say that even though this Braisa mentions many different cases, though the question on Shmir of Abalam is not on any of the cases that refer to Shmali, to Hashileni. Because this halacha of Shmir b'balim doesn't apply by Shaila. So ask the Gemara, my Shmir b'balimu. Amar Papa, d'amali Shmali ayoyim. Because as we just said, it wasn't at the same time. It was said, Shmali ayoyim v'eshmalcha l'mocher. I will watch for you for tomorrow. And that's why it's not considered a case of Shmir b'balim. But, points out the Rashbam, that's only going to be the case if when tomorrow comes and you're doing something for me, I've already finished doing anything for you. But if at the time that when you take over tomorrow, I am still doing something for you, then the halacha will be, says the Rashbam, that still will be considered Shmir of Abalim. In other words, what the Rashbam's saying is that you don't need to have Shmir of Abalim at the outset. As long as you have Shmir b'balim at any point, that is adequate. Says the Gemara, Hani Aluyu, there were people that sold spices. The Kol Yoyim have Ofel Echad Menayu, they had this group, and every day one would bake for the entire group that was traveling together. Hahu Yoyim Amul Echad Menayu, they said to one of the people, Zil Ofelon, go bake on our behalf. Amulahu, so he said, while I'm baking, please nitruli galmoy, watch my coat. Ada asu, until he came back, pashu, they did not watch the coat properly, vignav, and it got stolen. Also kamed Rav Papa, they came to Rav Papa, if they're responsible, and chavinu, he said they are responsible. Omale Rabbanu Rav Papa, amai, why is that the case? Pshia b'balim hi, that they were, at the time, that they watched the coat, he was working for them. And that's considered Baal of Imoy. And therefore they should be potter, Ichsef. And Rav Papa got embarrassed. But says the Gemara, L'soif agloy milsa. But what happened was that he shot up. At that moment, they weren't actually watching. What happened was, Shechrav kashasi. They were drinking, and they weren't watching it. But the way the Rishonim explained this Gemara, is not that they started watching and then they went off to drink. Because once they started watching, that would create a situation of Shmira b'balim. What happened was that they started to drink before they ever started watching it. And therefore, it was never in a situation of Shmira Bebalim. Says the Marhanich Lamand Amar, that when we have the special new dispensation, a Balam Imai is even B'Shia Bebalim is Potter. So that's why Rapapa was embarrassed. El Lamand Amar, according to Lamand Amar, that even if there's a heter, a ball of Imai, the heter, a ball of Imai, doesn't apply in a situation of Pshia, so why was Rapapa upset? Ella, says the Gemara, Hahu Yom Alav Dedehu. The day that they asked him to bake was really not the day. They had a rotation. It was really not the day that he was supposed to bake. Vamlele the day, Zil Ofrelar At, they asked him to bake, even though it's not your day. Vamlehu, and he said to them, Bahu Agra the Kafina Lehu, for the payment that I will bake, Natarli Gumai. For that, you will watch my coat. They made this deal. You'll watch my coat and I bang. And what happened was, Ad the Osso, until he came back, Ignav. Osla Kamedra Papa. So they came to Rapapa. And Chavinu, he said that you're responsible because you're Shomri Socher and you're Chayiv for Geneva. Omale Rabbonin. So the Rabbonin said to Papa, but why should they be Chayiv? Isn't this a case of Shmir Bebalim, he, and we're learning that you're part of a Shmir Bebalim, for which the Gemara says, Ichsif, Rapapa got embarrassed. He didn't know what to say. Says the Gemara, as we said before, L'seif, L'soif, Igloi Milsa, what happened at the end was that he shata, at that moment, Shikra Vishasi, they were drinking, and since at that moment they were drinking, and as we explained a moment ago, they had never begun their Shmira. And that's why it wasn't a case of Shmir Bebalim. And from this story, many Mefarshim, the Reb Tzadik and the Pri Tzadik and others see that Talmidei Chachamim have a special Siyata D'Shmaya. That even though they maybe were saying something which was wrong, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu given make sure that they should never say wrong. I saw that many Mefarshim compare this to the case of the Akanya de Rava. The Gemara Masechta Nedarim speaks about two people that came to Rava for the Torah, and one requested that the other person was holding his money, and he said, I paid you back. And when he told him to swear, he asked him to hold the stick that had in it hollowed out in it the money. So at that moment, unknowingly, he was paid back, and the stick broke. Well, that was a siyata d'shmaya that nothing wrong should happen. And the Tiferes Shloima says that Chazal often say about a dayan hadon din emes lamitai, and his question is, what is the wording of hadon din emes lamitai? So he says, because every dayan, of course, wants to paskin the shaila properly. But says the Gemara, hadon din emes lamitai is that the dayan has a special siyata d'shmaya. The dayan has a special siyata d'shmaya that even though he was maybe not on the right track, HaKadosh Baruch Hu make sure that he shouldn't say the wrong thing. And the Chasam Sofer says that the Gemara in Masechta Baba Brachos Daf Ches Amud Beis speaks about the special tefillah that Rav Chanunya ben Akana would be mispalel. He would be mispalel shalai kosher b'dvar halacha v'yismuchu b'chaveirei. So Rashi explains, that if I make a mistake, and that's one thing I daven to Hashem to make sure that it shouldn't happen. And also I daven that people should not be happy if I make a mistake. Because if people are happy at my mistake, it causes that they should get punished. That's what Rashi explains. The Chasam Sofer says that we don't have to be mispalel to Hashem, that somebody should not daven, that somebody should not be happy, I make a mistake. What it means to say is that when I adam takarish baruch hu, shloi kosho b'dvar alocha, I shouldn't make a mistake, v'yismuchu b'chaveri, my friends should be happy to see that even if chas v'sholem, I'm about to make a mistake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect me. V'yismchu chaveri, my chaverim will see how great and nice HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to me, that he protects me, that I, even if I maybe be thinking the wrong way, I won't end up making a mistake. Says the Gemara, Hanei Beit Trei, there were two individuals. They were traveling on the road. Chad Oruch, one was tall, the Chad Gutza, one was short. Aricha Roch of Chamra, the taller person was riding on a donkey. Vavale Sadina, and he had like a linen sheet which was protecting him. The linen sheets don't really absorb the water. Gutza, the shorter person, Mechsi Sarbala, was wearing a wool coat. The Kamazki Bakari, but he was walking. Kimotel Nahara, when they got to the river, so the shorter man was worried that his coat would get very wet and it would absorb a lot of the water and make it not wearable. Shakal Sarbe, so he took off his coat and the Soisel Echamara, and he put it on top of the donkey. The Shakal Sadina Dahud Vechsebe, and he took the person's linen sheet, which doesn't absorb that much water, and put it on. And what happened was, says the Gemara, Shutfu Maila Sadine, the water caused that the linen sheet should be washed away. And Osla Kameh the Rava, and they came to Rava Chayve, and he said that you're obligated, he told this person, the shorter person, you are now obligated to pay for that linen sheet. Amalei Rabbanan L'Rava Amai, Shela Babalamhu, because at the time that the shorter person was holding the linen sheet, the other person was carrying the wool coat, Ichsif, and therefore it's Shela Babalam. But says the Gemara, the Sofer Gloy Milsa, what really turned out, what happened here was, the Beloy Dati Shekle, he put the wool coat on the donkey, not with the knowledge of the other person. And since the other person was not aware of it, so he never became a shomer. He says that since he never became a shomer, he's not shomer begalim. The Sefer Shara Malach says that why does the Gemara have to say that one was tall and one was short? Why is that relevant? So he says to teach us that the taller person could never have put on the coat because he was too tall to wear the coat. And therefore, that's shot in this Gemara. He was never aware that the coat was put on the donkey, and he wasn't offered to put on the coat because he was too tall to put on the coat. Says the Gemara, who gavered the oigle chamre lechavre. There was a person that rented his donkey to someone else. Amale, and the owner told the renter, chazei, don't go on that track. There's a lot of on that road. There's water. And the donkey will drown. So he told him, Zil ba'orch denarish, go on that other road. There's no water on that road. But of course, he didn't listen. And also ba'norch denarapkoid. He went on Narapkoid road. Or mischamra, and the donkey died. Kiyasa ama. So when he came back, he said the honest truth. I did walk on that road. However, there was no water. The animal died, but and not because of me. The animal died for a different reason. Amalei Rava. So Rava said, we believe him. Why do we believe him? Because Mali Lashakar. If he wanted a lie, Ibai Amalei Anoba Nakadarash Leazli. I didn't go on that road, and you have no way to know that I did. Amalei Abai, so Abai said to Rava, this is a migui. Malu l'shaker is a migui. But says the Gemara, Malu l'shaker v'mokam edim, in a place of edim we don't say Malu l'shaker. And here it's considered Malu l'shaker v'mokam edim, because since there's a nansadi, we are certain that there's water on that road that he traveled. A nansadi is the same as edim, and a migui B'mokim Edim, an amigui is not said B'mokim Edim. Says the Gemara, Shmoli, the Mishnah said, if I say to you, Shmoli, and I use it to V'amalai, Hanach Lefonai, put it down, you become a Shamachinam. Amar Afuna, Amalai Hanach Lefonecha, But if he didn't say the words Hanach lefonai, put it down in front of me, all he said was Hanach lefonecha, put it down in front of you, then ain't Eloi Shem Echinav Eloi Shem Esach, I'm nothing. Ibailuhu. So now to ask the Gemara said, what happens if my reaction was Hanach stama? All I said was put it down. What is the halacha? Halacha. So he says the Rosh, this is that only in a case where it was done in somebody's private house. But if he said put it down in a public area, then for sure it's nothing. Toshma, Shmali, the Mishnah said, if he said Shmali, v'amalei anak lefonei yisheshem echinam. So it's only, presumably, because I said the words, hanach lefonei. Hostama, if I would have just said hanach, without saying lefonei lefonech v'lei klum. Says the Gemara, so isn't that an answer to our question that I don't become a shomer if I just say hanach? Says the Gemara, adrabba, we could make a counter argument. Mid amar Rav Huna, when I said hanach lefonecha, hu de'ein eloi shem echinav eloi shem esacha, hastama, only because I said hanach lefonecha. But if I didn't say anything, it seems that the halacha will be stama. If I just said stam, shem echinav hava. Says the Gemara, so if our Mishnah lekla mishmanei. Says the Gemara, Lema Ketanoi. We learned in Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. If somebody produces pots, and he brought his pots into somebody else's property without permission, and now that person's animal, the property that I put it in, has, that owner has an animal, and the animal broke those kalim. Or I bring something into your rishus without permission, and an animal of yours destroys it. If he had permission, then the Baal Chatz is chayiv. The person who owns that property will be chayiv. Rabbi Omer, bekulam ene chayiv, even if I had permission, you will not be held responsible. Achi kabbalo baal bayis lishmar. Unless you explicitly took on responsibility. So we see that this is a machloikus. The Tanoim are arguing, to become a shomer, do you have to take on full-fledged responsibility or not? Says the Marmamai, why should we say that that's the machloikus? Dilma, at kan lekam rabbana hasam el b'chotzer. Where were we speaking in that Gemara by chotzer? The bas naturehi. It's a place where things are normally protected. So therefore, kikamalei ayo, when you gave me permission to bring it into your chotzer, what you meant to say was, ayo de interloch kamalei, you said that you're going to watch it. Aval hochen, al Gemara, shukala ba naturehi. We're talking in a public area. And what he meant to say was that anach v'tivna talach kamalei. What he meant to say was, you put it down and it's your responsibility, and he didn't mean to take any responsibility. Or, says the Gemara, at kan l'kama Rabbi Hassam, that I'm not taking responsibility, el b'chatzeri. Because when you gave me permission, it was a limited permission. The liulei reshusi kabay l'mishkumenei. I asked you if I could put it into your play, your chatzer, and you said, kiyavle reshusi liulei. But you gave me permission to bring it in, but tiv v'natala kamalei. You never took upon yourself that you will watch it. Abel Hocha, in Al Gemara, we're speaking about a public area. Hanach v'anan netanu kamalei. Obviously, what you meant was that you'll watch it. Otherwise, what was the point in your statement? These are kedata anach v'tiv not to kamalei, and you said you should watch it. Iyosrei, for me to put it down in a public area, reshus abay l'mishkumenei. I don't need permission for that, and therefore, in this case, Rebbe will agree that I meant, certainly everybody will agree that I did not mean to take on the responsibility of watching.